For one Rochesterian, living with a disability as a black woman who identifies as queer means navigating not only racism and sexism, but also ableism. WXXI's Noelle Evans has this story as part of this week's Dialogue on Disability.
Since she was a toddler, Lutetia Andre Doucette has been living with incomplete quadriplegia and chronic pain. This, she says, has had a tremendous impact on her experience, not because she uses a wheelchair, but because of how people view her and how inaccessible environments are.
I have really bad, you know, chronic pain days, et cetera, that do, you know, cause a struggle. But at the end of the day, it wouldn't be as bad if the built environment was also inclusive.
Doucette is the equity coordinator at Rochester City Hall. Currently, she's working on the Race, Equity, and Leadership Initiative, or REAL, for city government. REAL is part of a program with the National League of Cities aimed to address structural racism through policy and civic engagement. She says that while there are conversations in Rochester around racial equity, there isn't much visibility for disabilities.
Disability is often put to the wayside, and you can't separate the two, right? I'm not disabled on a Sunday, right? I'm disabled 24/7, just like I'm black 24/7.
For Doucette, she says a mix of sexism, racism, and ableism, which is discrimination against those with disabilities, put her in a life-threatening situation a few years ago when she was having health complications.
I've had scoliosis that was corrected multiple times with these rods, and for some reason, the rods broke.
She says she was in agonizing pain, bounced from doctor to doctor, and told that it was normal for the rods to break. Eventually, she says, another doctor took her seriously and referred her to surgery. She says the whole process took about a year and was punctuated by ableist views.
People not believing me, people saying, well, you're disabled, so, like, this is just how it is, and not feeling as if I was being listened to and valued.
This disheartening experience was one of so many, she says, and it's not always clear why people are discriminating against her.
Sometimes it's really hard to identify, well, is it because I'm black, or is it because I'm disabled, or is it because I'm, you know, female presenting? Like, what is, like, the thing that's happening right now? So that ends up being kind of, like, a weird headspace to be in.
She says going forward, her work focuses on shining a light on what societal issues exist and training community members to work together and think differently about others who are not like themselves.
I'll get over not having hovercrafts and, you know, a replicator, but, like, just basic human decency and rights is something that I will continue to be salty about until we get those.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.